Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's April 2017. Federal agencies spend more than $3.7 trillion a year, but it's not always easy to get reliable, useful, and consistent information about where that money is going. Enter the Digital Accountability and Transparency Act of 2014, known as the Data Act. This law is supposed to make it easier for the public and policymakers to follow the federal money trail. In early May, all agencies must begin reporting standardized spending information. GAO is required to increase oversight of the Act's implementation through a series of reports. Sarah Kaczmarek sat down with GAO's Chris Mim and Paula Rascona to talk about their team's latest reports.
So Paula, tell me about your work and what this report is on.
I'm a director in our financial management and assurance team, and our team looked at the Office of Inspector General reports on agencies' readiness to implement and report on the Data Act.
So I know that there's a deadline coming up for federal agencies in early May. What's this deadline about?
Agencies are going to be expected to submit their second quarter federal spending data into the system designed by the Department of the Treasury called the Broker System. And then that data will be made available for public viewing on usaspending.gov.
And are agencies ready to meet this deadline? How's that going?
Well, some agencies are ready and others are not so ready. According to the reports that we read from the Office of Inspector Generals, there were 30 agencies, IGs, that prepared reports, and they stated that about 13 of those agencies appear to be on track for submitting their data on time. So we'll see what happens in May.
All right, so let me bring Chris Mim, GAO's Managing Director of our Strategic Issues team, into this conversation. Chris, tell me about the report that your team is leading.
Yeah, we worked very closely with Paula and continue to work closely with Paula and her team to look at Data Act implementation. And what we're focused on and for this report was really three things, again, on that readiness theme that Paula was just mentioning. First, we found concerns about the quality and consistency and completeness of the guidance that OMB has provided to agencies on what is to be reported and how it's going to be reported. Second, we've had concerns or identified concerns that are really longstanding with the capacity of agencies in order to produce that data and the assurance statements that they're going to be able to make that about the completeness and accuracy of the data. And then third, again, a longstanding issue for us has been the governance structure that's being put in place over time to manage Data Act implementation across the executive branch.
So what did your team find in looking at data quality when it came to this report?
The data that comes out in early May will not be uniformly complete and accurate across the executive branch. That's a given. What's going to be important for us, for all of us, is first that it get out there. Second, that agencies be transparent about the strengths and the weaknesses of the data that they are posting. And third, that then they put in place concerted improvement plans to make sure that each subsequent round of reporting gets better. We just can't have a situation in which we put up bad data and say, well, it's bad and it'll be bad next time and bad the time after that.
And why is quality data so important?
Well, it's important for a number of reasons. Internal to government, it's important so that managers and decision makers can look across and hopefully identify opportunities for efficiency improvements, perhaps even shared services. But even more importantly, it's important for citizens. And it's important in at least three ways in our view. First is just basic transparency. As citizens and as taxpayers, we ought to be able to see what government is spending our money on and how it's being spent. Second, if there's anything we've learned from the open government initiatives that have been taking place, not just here in the U.S., but globally, is that when you put machine-readable information out for citizens, they will figure out neat and creative ways to use that information. The whole kind of development of apps, we can predict there'll be an explosion of those over the coming years based on the data that comes out of the Data Act. And then third, it's important from a citizen confidence standpoint in government. It's important for citizens to see that they are getting return on investment for their tax dollars, that it is making a meaningful difference in people's lives, and that they're able to track that money.
Well, let me bring Paula back into this conversation. Paula, what do you see as some key recommendations in your report?
One of the key recommendations that we made was that we were seeing that OMB and Treasury weren't necessarily using the reports prepared by the IGs and taking heart the information that was contained therein, and also being more aware of the challenges that agencies are facing to actually submit their data. So we're recommending that OMB and Treasury set up better processes or mechanisms to assess these reports.
And Chris, you've alluded to some possible recommendations from your report. Tell me about those.
The new one that's in this report deals with something called the Data Standards Committee that OMB has formed to make sure that over time the quality of the standards remains high and that adjustments are needed are made as they're needed. We believe there needs to be more transparency into how those decisions are being made and the results of their decisions to be published for the wider community to see, not just to be kept inside.
And so our regular podcast listeners will know we always end our podcast really getting to the bottom line of our reports. Chris, let me ask you first, what do you see as the bottom line here?
The bottom line is and Paul and I are acutely aware that at some levels, you know, Data Act implementation can sound like an awful lot of inside baseball or processy stuff, but it really means effective implementation means an awful lot to us as citizens because it'll give us greater transparency, better data that we can use for our own purposes and our own kind of creative ways of figuring out ways to improve government. And then also it will ultimately let us know, are we getting a return on investment?
All right, Paul, the final word to you. What's the bottom line here?
I think the bottom line is that taxpayers want to know where their money is being spent, and they need to have confidence in the reports that are coming out that indicate how those dollars are being spent.
To learn more, visit gao.gov, and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.